Hi, this is Jean Bruce Scott.
And Randy Reinholz.
And when we're not busily producing some of the most outstanding Native American theater in Los Angeles,
we always like to check out the best of British audio adventures with Alex Lefchuk and his team of the Midweek Drive.
And Midweek Drive morning editions on Siren FM.
And Southside Broadcasting. .podbean.com.
Time for another Zoomer on the Midweek Drive for Siren Radio and Southside Broadcasting. .podbean.com. Keeping the COVID-19 bugs at bay.
A Lord help my wounded heart, mend my broken wings. With your love I'll come alive and do so many things, and do so many things. Oh Lord help my suffering soul, allow me for the wolf. Nourish me, I am the seed, just lead me to that gulf. Lead me to that gulf, I am the seed. You are the message, I am the seed. You are the message. At the crossroads on my knees, crying about the past. Got to thinking as I sing, how long's this gonna last? How long's this gonna last? Credit man is at the door, I'm on my lasted shoes. Running on empty, I carry on. It's the best that I can do. It's the best that I can do. Oh Lord, help my wounded heart, mend my broken wings. With your love, I'll come alive and do so many things. And do so many things. Oh Lord, help my suffering soul, a lamb before the wolf. Nourish me, I am the seed, just lead me to that gulf. Oh pray, draw nigh that gulf, I am the seed. You are the message, I am the seed. You are the message. Oh Lord, help my wounded heart, mend my broken wings. With your love, I'll come alive and do so many things. And do so many things. Oh Lord, help my suffering soul, a lamb before the wolf. Nourish me, I am the seed, just lead me to that gulf. Oh pray, draw nigh that gulf, I am the seed. You are the message, I am the seed. You are the message.
A message of hope for the modern world, and a song which links Brighton, Liverpool, and Serbia. I know, amazing. Well, the only amazing thing about this is certainly the fabulous song that we've just heard from the amazingly talented, wonderful individual who is Mick Quinn. How are you, Mick?
I'm good, thanks, Alex. Yourself?
I'm fine. I mean, I think, you know, allowing for all sorts of other bits and pieces, we're ticking over quite nicely from that point of view. Now, the Mickey Wynn phenomenon has grown in all sorts of ways, but I've got to ask the question, why Brighton from Liverpool? Is it a case of you're on a message of civilization for them?
It was via quite a few other places. I went up to college in Newcastle, left my hometown, which is actually a place called West Kirby in Merseyside, south of the River Mersey. Went up to college in Newcastle, joined a band up there, started the whole recording studio experience. I remember in the week before my finals, I had my first proper recording studio session. I was like nervous as everything, biting my nails, but managed to play some guitar in there and have that first experience. And then eventually, after forming a band which got on TV up there, got in the local top 10, the band split up and I moved down to London and then started getting involved as a session guitarist in London more earnestly as time went on. And then started cutting my teeth as a producer, started learning from guys around, Ron Magnus, who had a Grammy from Flashdance, learnt a lot from Ron. So he sadly passed away last year. Pierre Tubbs, get a very good friend. He had got a Grammy for Right Back Where We Started From. I think Maxine Nightingale hit. So just picked up loads from people like that. So became a producer as well as a session guitarist bit by bit. And now I've got my own studio at home. So I've just had some project in earlier today, an album project I'm working in, actually, a guy called Mick Flynn. Over in Ireland.
Not to be confused, obviously, with Wynn, because, I mean, easily, you've got one Wynn, one Flynn, you know, who knows? And as I say, if we go into the Mighty Quinn, it could be all sorts of other areas. So let's just
Mighty Quinn, the Bob Dylan song, Manfred Mann hit, but we used to tour together, Mick and I, and we were quite well known on the continent in Germany and Holland, and we were known as Flynn and Wynn. And it just had a ring for the sort of German and Dutch people, wherever he went.
I was going to say that, maybe saying. Now, I mean, clearly every Mick Wynn song is a winner. We know that. It's all sort of through from that. But this one is particularly special. I mean, we've just heard it. Obviously, You Are the Message. We've seen the video. It's a wonderful film noir-esque thing. I noticed in the descriptor, you've also got notions of it echoing Casablanca when that was actually under lockdown as well from that point of view. We need musicians more than ever in these crazy times that we're living in, both from a point of view of the pandemic, both from the political situation and so on. Was that what kind of inspired you to actually say, okay, let's start off with that seed. Let's start proving that we are the message.
Yeah. We are the message. I mean, that's true. I always regard music as the international language, you know, wherever you are in the world, there's some song or other that's going to be known, and you know that's incredible.
Maybe Marshall McLuhan was incorrect. He shouldn't have been saying all those years ago the medium is the message. It should be the music is the message.
Yeah, well Frank Sinatra said you're not known until they can spell your name in Karachi, and I actually worked in Karachi, believe it or not, for 6 months on this music project with Ron Magnus, just talking to you about, and actually saw this shop in Karachi, believe it or not, called Wynn and Sons with the same spelling. I thought, oh, they know my name in Karachi.
It's a winner. No pun intended. Sorry, I just couldn't resist it. You know,
I originally had a dream about this song. It's one of these songs which came up in a dream, you know. Lord, help my broken heart, mend my wounded wings, that tune came up, and I was just about to listen to the Arches, actually. It was a Sunday morning, must have been Arches omnibus time, but that came through in a dream. And I thought at the time, going up to making the record, my debut album, that it would be good to get a, because it's got, as you know, the whole album's got a kind of bluesy feel to it, but this particular track I wanted to have a gospel feel to it as well. So I was thinking, well, why not turn this song into a kind of prayer? You know, you are the message, I am the seed. And just have a big gospel chorus in it, which I've got. And I always like this connection between, you know, blues and country coming from gospel roots. Johnny Cash, Ray Charles, all those guys, they came from gospel roots. So there's a close connection between the two genres, gospel and blues.
It ties in, of course, with parables of mustard seeds and mighty oaks and all sorts of other aspects. So great stuff there.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk Serbia, because that was something that kind of astonished me in terms of the, I mean, it's a show and a series that I never heard of before, but looks as though it's a phenomenal. It's going to be back before live audiences. Yeah. Share with us the connection with yourself and Serbia.
Okay. After London, I moved down to Brighton well over 10 years ago now, but I started a life down here with a recording studio of my own, gathered a bunch of people around me to make records and to do the sessions. And as part of Brighton life now, I have a few Serbian friends, and they came over from Belgrade and other places. And some of them I got very friendly with. And through that, I became someone who could be recommended, a singer-songwriter, who could be recommended to this TV show, which is called It's Never Too Late, but it's very protective of the sort of Serbian culture, which they call folk music, you know, and their folk music is mainly Serbian musicians. The former Yugoslavia had a big folk music gypsy tradition. Wow. It's part of that. So to have me on this show was quite a big thing, because they had the folk and I was rock and roll. And that's what they call me. He's rock and roll. He's going to do a rock and roll. So it was a kind of experiment for them just to have me on the show, even though I was doing, you know, a John Lennon song and, you know, that kind of thing. It was rock and roll. I think it went down well with the interest it got. For the moment, I did three shows, one after the other, in Belgrade. And it was like a kind of talent contest. I had to give a bit of biography. I live in Brighton. How do you know, people from Serbia? I've got some Serbian friends in Brighton.
I suppose Brighton has a grand pier, so you're going from a grand pier to grand TV.
Good link, actually. I didn't mention that. Next time I'm on the show, I'll mention that. But yeah, it's the biggest show in Serbia. The good thing about it, it's the biggest show in Serbia. It goes out to 3 million people. So probably with the Spotify success I've had, because I just got to 1 million streams last week on Spotify, which for an independent artist is pretty good milestone to have. They have probably helped with the Spotify streams by going on Spotify streaming it.
That's one of the things which I was going to mention, actually, Mick, because back in the day, and I'm talking 20th century here, it was often regarded as, ooh, you know, when you're a mega successful musician, like, for instance, Mike Oldfield, who obviously has his own recording set up with Tubular Bells, etc., you would have actually seen that as something which was probably only reached when you'd achieved a certain level of success. You obviously did extremely well, but in terms of that, does this plethora of social media, I mean, I can confirm to the listener that Mick does have his own studio, because I'm looking at it now, because we're doing an interview via Zoom, and it's wonderful. But in terms of that, does that help? Is it a case of, there are so many things to do? You got your Spotify, you got your Zoom, you got your Microsoft Teams, you got your Panopto, you've got your Collaborate. Bring me a social media coordinator. Or is it a case of you kind of nestle them all in together?
For me, it's about nestling more together, because I'm still doing session work. As I was saying, I had a client in today making a record with Mick, but the solo artist thing, which I've been since the album came out, working more on that, doing live shows, you know, radio shows like this, it behoves me to collect them all together. Yes, we are in the social media age. Thank God for the internet with the lockdown we've been experiencing, Alex.
Just imagine if we had power cuts as well. Oh no.
But just imagine where we'd be without the internet and not being able to do live streams and Zoom stuff like this. Yeah, so I'm very grateful for that. But I'm hopefully going from the social media being very disparate, with like 2,000 odd fans on Instagram, 2,000 or 3,000 on
the aggregate scores, basically the aggregates.
But it's all very disparate. So now I think the musicians realizing, certainly I do, realizing where we are and how we need to survive online, just in case festivals get cancelled in 2021 as well as 2020 itself. You know, I have festival bookings. And they've all been, I prefer to use the word postponed, actually, rather than cancelled. But it behoves me and others to sort of aggregate all those social media fans and have them all in one group. And that's what I'm doing at the moment. So I can communicate them all in one room, as it were. We're in a room together now, a virtual room with Zoom.
A Zoom room.
Yeah, Zoom room. And if I can have all my followers, fans into the one room, I can say, hey, I've got this single coming out September the 11th. It's called Ballad of the Twin Flames. They can all know and not just see a bit on Twitter or see a bit on Instagram. They'll all know from that one room. So that's the priority at the moment.
A bit like DC Comics did with their DC fandom recently with the Warner Brothers Expo and so on. The John Lennon track that you chose, obviously, to perform was Imagine, a classic from that point of view. Are there any other John Lennon areas that you thought, actually, that particularly inspired me? I mean, back from your Liverpool roots in terms of, I mean, clearly, as a standard today, there was a radio station which is a national station. It features one of their correspondents, Jamie O'Hara, who couldn't even name all four of the Beatles. He didn't know that the Beatles did Twist and Shout. I'm thinking, what? Really? Seriously? But the legacy that's actually there, it is so profound. Were there any other areas that you kind of thought, actually, let's do Woman, or let's do Mama, or any of the kind of areas? I mean, I'm a great fan of Number 9 Dream, for instance.
Yeah. Well, you know about Number 9 Dream. John's had this connection of Number 9s throughout his life. You know, he was born on the 9th, and various other things happened on the 9th, so Number 9 was important to him. Hide Your Love Away. I always loved that song that he did with the Beatles, because that was about his marriage to Cynthia and how he had to be the sort of attractive single guy in the Beatles, and like Cynthia was in the background.
Perfect video in Help, of course.
Perfect video in Help. Beautifully done acoustic guitar. I think there's references to Bob Dylan in that thing, because he was hanging out with Dylan at the time. I think they were friends. Stand By Me in his solo years. I love that song, the Benny King Drifters song. Fabulous song, Lieber Stoller and Benny King. Love that one. And I think John did a great version of that with Rock and Roll Love and Phil Spector.
Again, the message will continue to work through that. And again, on another slightly somber note, it's sad to hear today that there are certain companies that are involved with the music industry, etc., who, because the furlough scheme is coming to an end in terms of pop festivals, etc., they're having to lay off companies or people who are used to work for companies that would actually coordinate businesses and so on. So it is a tough time, clearly, from that point of view.
I mean, fingers crossed, Alex. We haven't yet written off the 2021 festivals, but some of the bigger ones, just to let you know, I speak to an insider on Friday, actually, and he's involved with the festivals directly. They start building the Glastonbury's and the Cambridge Folk Festivals, which I was hoping to play next year. They start building in September, and if they haven't got the go-ahead from the government or Sage or whatever it is in the UK, they can't build until they get their go-ahead. So if they can't start building in September, they don't have a festival in June, July. So never say never, but I'm still hoping there may be some festival activity in 2021. Maybe the smaller festivals or, you know...
It'll come full circle. Mick, you are the message. It's available now. It's online. You can actually get it through Spotify and purchase it from that point of view. Presumably all the usual platforms, as well as obviously the online systems. We've already heard it once. It's superb from that point of view. Two critical questions. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic Zoomer with us on the programme today?
I have, yeah. It's been good talking to you. I mean, like I say, thank God for the internet, because without this, where would we be? On the phone, perhaps? Maybe the phone.
That was what we used to do back in the day, but phone interviews are so 20, it's so last decade almost these days.
I think more and more we're getting into the live streams as a musician. I mean, I'm trying to do one a week. I've got this group of fans I'm forming now on Facebook, and I'm promising them I'll do at least one live stream a week. I've got a friend in America who invited me onto his radio show. So I'm doing that. More and more of us are doing that, I think. And thank goodness for Zoom. I think the issue is that, do you know about this latency issue, the delay between...
It's actually minimal. I think actually it's working well. By the time I've actually put this through the post-production side of things, we occasionally have two or three other folk as well joining us. But I thought today we'd just have a one-on-one, because it's all worked on that basis. I
mean, at the moment, when you get two musicians playing together separately geographically, say George in Nashville with friends and me over here, there's a time difference. So when we play something, we're not playing in time. You and I have got this really good thing. That sounds great. But they've yet to solve the latency. And I think the more and more people are getting into Zoom, I think there's going to be a solution found so people can play at separate geographic locations and still be in time. I think that's just hopefully a few months away from playing, and then we can have a band playing around the world.
Exactly. It's compressing time and space into the genuine global village, which almost brings us back to Marshall McLuhan again. McLuhan, all he needs to have said was, I would say, you are the message, not the medium is the message, the music is the message. And finally, where on Facebook can people actually find you, Mick? Where's the best way to actually sort of find out these awesome concerts?
If you look up the world of Mick, I've got a dedicated Facebook page now, and George wants me to mention the weekly thing he does. He's got a thing called Jive at 5, which is 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, New York. We're 5 hours ahead in the UK. So at 5 p.m. in New York, I check in with him at 10 p.m. here in the UK. And so we have a little interview. So that'll be on Facebook, on the World of Mick. I'll mention that there. Just to give another couple of mentions, on the 11th of September, I've got my new single out called Ballad of the Twin Flames. So look up the World of Mick on Spotify and all the good platforms like Apple Music, Amazon. And on the September 21st, I've just been invited to do an International Peace Day in New York. And I'll be attending that. So if you go online and look on, what's it called? Good News TV, I think it is. It's the International Peace Day, Monday, 21st September.
Mick, lots of awesome stuff to come. The final question for us then basically is, will you be able to join us again? Will you come back and connect with us in the not too distant future?
I would love to. It's been a pleasure being on here. Thanks very much for inviting me.
Two thumbs up, obviously. Mick Wynn, many thanks indeed.
Great. Have a great day.